Guess who just walked in? It's Tom Wolf. Tom Wolf is sitting in front of me. Tom from the Rib Room.
How are you, Tom?
I'm doing fine. Wait, I'm going to guess.
Afternoon.
I'm going to guess that tonight you're going to have a vintner dinner for Nalfi.
You know what? You're very good at this. You're very good at this. I don't know how you picked that out, but yes, we did.
After 100 people tell me about it, what else am I going to
do? Not only a vintner dinner.
Not only a vintner,
Justin Vineyard.
Oh, Justin.
Dinners.
Very nice wines from those people.
Absolutely.
And they love New Orleans. Who are they sending down? Any of the family?
Well, I know Brooke's going to be there. So,
well, there you go.
They have the winemaker coming in, and so it's going to be a fantastic.
That's because they like us. The Justin,
this is true.
The people at Justin really like New Orleans.
They've been fans of New Orleans
for a long time.
You
got
to
love
them.
Very
lucky to have them in the restaurant tonight. Yep,
absolutely,
yeah.
What are you cooking?
Well, we're doing, of course, everything is simple, you know, and very straightforward, as you know, the menus go. But we're doing a little scallop sausage tonight, stuff with just a touch of the
scallop sausage.
Yeah, just hand-rolled sausage. We're doing
with
it
scallops?
Almost like a galantine, you know, just a little bit of scallop mousse, some citrus, some shallots, scallions, garlic. And then we roll that up, but we're stuffing that with the Chupik caviar, which is indigenous to Louisiana.
Oh, well, how bad is that going to be? So this is something you're serving cold, I'm guessing?
I call that the North meets the South, by the way. You know, Maine scallops meet Chupik caviar from Louisiana.
Why not? I've heard none of your ideas.
but we're going to start the dinner off with a nice little reception.
They'll be throwing footballs and stuff?
This is true. At least it's not an interception. But, we're going to serve Louisiana oysters on the half shell.
Yeah.
Little steamed mussels in like a Bloody Mary cocktail sauce. Pretty straightforward.
This is
nice,
at the table,
simple,
right?
Fresh. This is reception
style. Oh, reception. Okay.
Help yourself. Absolutely. Marinated crab claws, a little lemon poached shrimp, you know, kind of in a courbouillon. And mignonette. Courbouillon.
Repeat after me. Courbouillon.
Courbouillon.
and if you really want to make it silly, is that the way that a lot of people say it around New Orleans, Couvillon.
Couvillon.
That's somebody's name.
Absolutely. Yep.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, but with this, we're doing the Sauvignon Blanc from Justin, which is very nice.
Uh-huh.
And it goes through several courses. The next course after the caviar is going to be little spice smoked duck breast. We do the McGray duck breast.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go into wild boar tenderloin, beef tenderloin. I mean, pork tenderloin, and that's going to be really nice.
That's delicious.
It is. It's super tender.
It's not gamey.
No,
I mean,
it's not.
I like a little gaminess in things that are, you know, from the wild.
It should be gamey.
It's
right.
I like that, and that's the reason you eat it. It seems to me. But that one, it's got it, but it's not going to knock you against the back of your chair. It's just plain good.
It is good. And, you know, you mentioned that it's not gamey. And I think a lot of people growing up in Louisiana, of course, the wild boar, you shoot them, they skin them, they cook them. It is gamey. It's very gamey, but these are different. You know, we get them from Two Run Farms, which is a farm between Louisiana and Mississippi. So the old Mila, if you remember. So I call it the Mila farm. But absolutely, we're getting that in. And so on the fourth course, we're doing the boar. But the third course, we couldn't choose between the justification, talking about the Justin wine.
Right.
Justification or the isosceles.
Isosceles, I love that name.
I do.
I love the label too.
And it's a phenomenal drinking wine.
And it's a great
incredible
wine on top of all that. Yeah.
So with this course, instead of choosing one wine, we're pouring both. We're going to pour both. So
well,
why not?
There's the obvious solution.
This is the obvious
solution. Hey, Tom,
solution.
Can I steal a little more of your time? I have
Certainly,
to take a break
absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
If you don't mind.
Please
our
do.
Program today is sponsored by, let's see, it's got it here somewhere. Our program today is sponsored by the Lake House. The Lake House is across the lake. It's in Mandeville. It's in the oldest part of Mandeville. As a matter of fact, it's a rather old building going back to the 1840s. And that's the building. The lot that it sits on is Mandeville Planning Diagram Number 1. You could call that the dead center of Mandeville. And what's really cool about it is that right across the street is Lake Pontchartrain. And it's just lovely to be out there. They have tables out in the lawn, and also they have a little courtyard out there, too. Extremely pleasant, especially with the weather we're having now. Although, guys, bring your girlfriend and your wife, bring them a jacket, okay? They're not going to get it because it's going to make too much of a style statement for them to just grab and go. But you can do it, and just so they won't be cold sitting out there looking out at Lake Pontchartrain. And you'll also see the sunset, and you'll see the twinkling lights on the causeway, which is actually more interesting than you might think. I mean, just to stare at it out there. Anyhow, all of this is at the Lake House. They are open Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for lunch and dinner. And they are they're also there. Oh, did I say Saturday? No, it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for lunch and dinner. And they are there for Sunday brunch every week. And it's a lovely spot. And you know, we have the perfect weather for eating over there this weekend. So give it a try. It's right on the lake in Mandeville, on the corner of Lakeshore Drive and Girard Street. Somebody's on hold. Do you mind if I talk to him? Are you in a big hurry?
Not.
I don't want to steal all your time. I know you got this big dinner
absolutely.
To do. It's Norman. Norman is here. Norman?
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
Sorry. It's pretty good so far. Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. Doing ribs.
You're doing ribs.
Yes,
you do ribs, don't you?
We do.
Chef Tom. Chef Tom.
Several different ways.
Yeah.
Several different times.
How are you doing it, Norman?
I got a rub, but I have to take the meat tenderizer out of it because the MSG.
Yeah.
For my daughter, and but I do a rub, and normally do it the night before, but I think I want to do it two nights before, and then I wrap it in aluminum foil. I take the membrane off. I know you don't, but I do.
No, wait. What cut are we talking about here?
The short ribs.
Short ribs. Oh, okay. One of my least favorite meats, but
I'm short ribs, right?
I appear to be completely out of the vogue on that. So feel free to attack me.
Good. I like to have some backup.
Yeah.
Support.
Uh-huh. Sure. Yeah.
So I take between 8 and 12 hours. That's how. I mean, I just. No heat, just smoke off to the side.
Uh-huh.
Got a big old drum to do that on. But do you have any problems with me putting the tenderizer, seasoning on it two nights before the rub?
Uh-huh.
I do a dry rub.
And it's in the refrigerator, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. No, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay. That's it.
Oh, okay, well, Well, you know where to find us if you think of anything else.
Who is the other gentleman on the line?
It's Chef Tom Wolf, who is the executive chef of the Royal Orleans Hotel, and the Rib Room over there.
How's it going, Norman?
So I know he's got short ribs on your menu. I think
we
you do.
Yep.
And
yep.
The reason I was pretty sure about that is that my wife is crazy nuts about short ribs. Loves them.
Yeah, we do chili glazed short ribs. Not only that, we take the ribs from the prime rib as well.
Ah, well, yeah.
And that's a beautiful cut right off the prime rib. And, you know, a little trick I learned back in the heyday was that if, Norman, you take those ribs that you season,
yeah,
and you're doing them completely on the pit?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So
with oak wood.
So you're just smoking them until they're done?
That's it. Long and slow.
Good deal. If you're ever in a rush, though, what you could do is season them the night or two nights before, wrap them in plastic, and then wrap them in foil and put them in your oven and bake them first. And then you take them out, unwrap the foil, unwrap the saran wrap, and then take them out and finish them on the smoker. And you could glaze them and do whatever you need to do. And they're also very, very, very tender.
Mm, yeah.
Chef, what I do is very similar to that. Is I'll smoke them on Saturday. And then Sunday afternoon is what I do is I put it back on to heat them up and then put my glaze on top of that.
It sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm at the Rib Room, 621 St. Louis. Go ahead and bring me some if you need, if you're stop by in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
No, Cabrinde. But what it's worth, my wife and I were married in our 20s and our 30s, actually up to our 40s, we would go out on an anniversary to your hotel. And one night we were sitting there, and she passed me our little box. I opened it up, and it was a key. And
it was a true celebration.
It was a sweet man. I said, "We love you."
Somewhere there's sunshine. How near? How far? What am I talking about? It's the food show.